Philip Soriemade, acting Noya District Education Officer, has revealed that learner turnout for term 2 of the academic year remains low across the district. However, he noted that teacher attendance stands at about 80%. Rema has appealed to all stakeholders in the district to join efforts in mobilizing parents to send their children back to school, emphasizing that teaching and learning activities have already commenced in full swing. Meanwhile, Geoffrey Upobo, the chairperson of Anaka Sub-County, noted that many learners have remained at home, even during the second week of the new term, a situation he criticized. Upobo revealed that at a Lokulum Got primary school, only 20 pupils out of the 675 enrolled learners are reported to school, while only 207 out of the 547 enrolled pupils were in attendance. At All Saints Community Primary School, only 36 out of the 186 pupils are reported, while 7 of the 14 teachers were present. Other schools he visited included St. Luke Teolam Primary School, where 317 out of the 1,030 pupils and 15 out of the 23 teachers were present, and Lamoke Primary School, where only 97 out of the 673 pupils are reported, while 10 of the 16 teachers were on duty.
Actually, in Anaka sub-county, in the beginning of term 2, it has not started well, because in my monitoring exercise, which I carried out in the entire suburb, in nearly all the primary school, government-headed school, and community school, in some schools, there were few teachers. In some schools, there is a low turnout of learners, and that call for a parent meeting and community sensitization to ensure that the school-going age are sent back to school. I am actually going to organize meeting in the three parishes within my sub-county, as well as I also want to meet all the stakeholders, or different stakeholders, most especially the SMC, the PTA structures, and this within this week, I'm going to organize a meeting with all the village chief or Puri Kweri, together with the LC1, to ensure that the school-going age are sent back to school.
Santa Adong, a parent and a resident of Jeka Village in Lee sub-county, said some parents were reluctant to send their children to school due to fears that schools could be closed again following Ebola infections. In a